Chapter 4. You're hired. When I have a meeting, I don't waste time. It's quick, short, and to the point. Donald J. Trump, from The Apprentice, November 4th, 2005. The media talked almost exclusively about Donald Trump's most controversial statements, and never about what he said and did the other 99% of the time. But we both knew, long before we became involved with Donald Trump as a political candidate, that there was a lot more to him than soundbites and more than anyone saw in The Apprentice or in his other public appearances. The Donald Trump we came to know was the incredibly generous one who built a multi-billion dollar corporation and employed thousands of people over the years. That takes a lot more brains, dedication, and hard work than any television audience will ever see. The boss was interviewed about his hiring strategy back in 2014. He surprised the guy interviewing him with his answer, but it wouldn't surprise anyone who has worked for Mr. Trump. When asked what he valued in an employee, Mr. Trump gave the interviewer a one-word answer: loyalty. It was something the boss had for everyone on his team and required from everyone in return. Corey used to tell the staff all the time that the campaign was about two things: the staff's loyalty to Donald J. Trump, and Donald J. Trump's loyalty to the staff. Although he demanded excellence from us and could be very rough when he didn't get it, Trump always stood by us when we were under fire from the outside. The other value high on the boss's list was work ethic. He got that from his father, Fred Trump, himself a successful businessman, who worked 7 days a week. Mr. Trump once said his father used to go to church on Sunday and then ride out to check on a building or to attend to some other part of his business. Fred Trump worked right up to the day he died at 93 years old. I have a lot of friends. They take vacations for 6 weeks and 8 weeks and 3 months, and they're never happy. So I watched my father. So I like to work, Mr. Trump once told Steve Forbes. There are a lot of people in politics with fancy degrees and long impressive resumes, but not quite so many with that kind of work ethic. There are even fewer with loyalty. Donald Trump happened to have all of the above. He was looking for people who'd be as loyal and hardworking as he was. Dave knew Corey Lewandowski.